done it. You found the Debt Street podcast, where our guests from across the financial landscape discuss their exciting careers, their hard-won insights, and how they are helping clients turn debt into assets. And now, here's Carol from Derivative Logic to bring you today's episode with our special guest, Trip Cave from Northmark's Austin, Texas office.
So our guest today is someone who is fairly new to the business that is all about helping commercial real estate developers with their debt and equity solutions. I'm extremely excited to introduce you to Trip Cave from Northmark. Trip, welcome to Debt Street.
Thank you for having me on, Carol. I'm great to be here.
We're very excited to hear about you and your services that you offer. But before we dive in, I'd like to dig into your past a little bit. What was life like before starting at Northmark?
So I guess I'll start off a little bit, kind of where I grew up. I grew up in Dallas, Texas, just a little not far, farther north from where I am right now in Austin. And grew up just in classic like suburban situation and had two parents and a little brother, very close to me in age, only a year and a half apart. So we grew up best friends. And then from there, I went off to college in Washington, D.C. at Georgetown University, where I rode all 4 years. And during that, I had a few summer internships in different areas, all wrapped around real estate, actually, but from completely different ends. One on the basic like hands-on construction, all the way to what I'm doing now, kind of more on the financial side.
Wow. So what made you decide that you were going to go into commercial real estate as a career? Or was it an accident?
It wasn't an accident, that's for certain. So I, from early on, always kind of watched my dad, and he's always been involved in real estate in one way or another. It started off with my brother and I tagging along as he went and checked out condos he was investing in, flipping, to where he ended up eventually in commercial, doing the same role I'm trying to get into right now, sitting on the financials of commercial real estate. And just from asking him questions when I was younger, being intrigued on how people could turn different like apartments or offices and flip them around to earn money. I was amazed at how people could do that, how much they could make doing that, and basically where like all the power was and the greatest physical asset in the United States or in the world for that matter.
So it
definitely wasn't by accident. And then that interest in real estate was honed in during college through a couple courses I took and through the internships I had during the summertime.
Yeah, I saw that you were interning at Multigreen Properties.
Yes, that's correct. Multigreen's a developer that's focused around sustainability and attainability. And this is an interesting experience, it being during COVID and the first internship I had during COVID, fully remote. But luckily, that wasn't a problem at all because this company was based around being remote. That's kind of one of their strengths, is they have so many people across the U.S. And it was very interesting to see how they were being such big innovators in the industry. They were taking any little step they could to get ahead of the competitors and also create the best product for the consumers at the end.
So how do you intend to make a dent in the world?
So, of course, through real estate. But the type of dent that I want to make is similar to that of Multigreen's mission. It's really focusing on the sustainability and attainability factor. There was a really cool project in Dallas where I grew up. So I was doing a senior service project next door to this really cool site, which was focused around creating like permanent housing for the chronically homeless. And so this isn't your classic like 4-bedroom, 3-bath house that you're going to find in Dallas, Texas, or you're settled down with a big family. These are just little shack sized housing, but in a very innovative way that allows a community to be created or curated for the homeless. In the same way that it naturally happens, I see a lot here in Austin where there are tent cities. It's kind of making a more permanent establishment so that these chronically homeless people don't have to worry about the cops moving them to a different location every 5 months or so. And the cool thing about it was there was a community garden and a bunch of things. And that's one of the things that inspired me in this direction of real estate and kind of pointed me that way. And just like through research and stuff, I saw other cool projects, like one here in Austin called Whisper Valley, which really takes on the sustainability part. It's not necessarily attainable for homeless people, of course, but it's more focused around using like geothermal energy, wind and solar power, but be creating a community that's net zero, as everyone's trying to be these days. And also focuses on building a place where the average Joe would want to live, like dream houses, like not mansions per se, but nice housing to create a community, one that looks not unlike any other community in Austin, and in the middle, and be able to leave my footprint on the world by creating communities that people can thrive in. Because at the end of the day, people need food, water, and shelter. And I think that to get food and water, at first you need shelter to rest your head at night and kind of think through things.
So right.
That's right. Kind of where I want to attack it first.
Yeah, I'm sure you will be able to find lots of like-minded people out there to kind of work towards those goals. Seems like ESG, it's a big part of anything going forward, and that's a good cause to be participating in for sure.
It's definitely interesting to see how big it is for investors nowadays to not only want the return on their money, but have that environmental impact. And amazing that ESG is like a way that could be measured and basically ensure investors that they're getting what they want.
Oh, interesting. That's very interesting. So what have you learned so far transitioning from college to North Park? This kind of is like your first official real full-time job in the real world.
Yes, it is. So the key of my job, the people I work under, is to provide debt and equity solutions to people. And so this could be someone like a multi-green, or it could be someone like a single small investor. So we work with developers, owner-operators, and we're just trying to, and then matching them up with the best lender that fits their solution. And so what I've learned is that there are a crazy amount of people out there with different ways that they want to put their money out there. And finding the connection is a key to making things happen. So, I mean, there's anything from like life insurance companies with a big focus on creating that return, especially since they've gotten in trouble over COVID with so many people out of jobs and everything like that, that they've been stressed a lot. Then there's also Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, two big government sponsored companies, and that they have their missions of affordable housing. So finding right. the right person for the right job and to basically provide more housing is very, very interesting how all it works. And I've been learning the intricacies of it and getting my feet wet as much as I can. From a lot of people I've been talking to, I'm kind of in the position right now where I'm trying to drink from a fire hose. I'm getting little bits here and there. I've been working here at North Mark for almost 5 months, coming up at the end of this month. I've learned a lot, but I've also, one thing I've learned is that I have so much more to learn.
Right.
So, but luckily I have a great supportive team here that helps keep that water hose flowing if I want to learn more information. It's been amazing so far.
That's great to hear. You know, I've been around for a long while and I still feel like I'm learning so much every day when I show up. It's crazy how much you can go or how much you can learn, how much there is to learn. And it seems to be really never ending, which actually makes it interesting, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. It's crazy. You learn a thing, new thing every day, no matter how old you are.
Right, exactly. Going forward, like what are your big goals for your career, for what you want to be within the commercial real estate space? Let's hear it.
Yeah, so more like the immediate focus I am right now, eventually I'll advance on to a position that we call here a producer, and that's basically kind of the mortgage banking role. The person that's actually connecting the equity and the debt to the owners and operators and developers. And I kind of see myself establishing myself as a great producer, earning a good living, and then finding ways to use that role to accelerate other companies that have similar missions to mine or similar like moral goals, and like one of those being similar to that of like a sustainability, attainability, and things like that. I actually had the opportunity of talking to some of the clients so far. So like definitely the first few months, not knowing enough, I wasn't able to, but some of the clients I've talked to recently, very interesting, their goals. So manufactured housing is one of the main product types in multifamily that we focus on. And that literally just means trailer homes, so trailer parks. And you don't really think of trailer parks as being a great, great housing situation. You don't, or at least I don't. I don't think of them as being very nice. But then I was talking to a client and he talks about it as being kind of the core to providing that attainability to a lot of people. And they need that as their first step because they to actually owning their own property. And so I'm just excited to meet so many different people in the real estate world through my role eventually as a producer. And I'm sure when the time comes, I'll have the opportunity to switch into a role that focuses more around developing or promoting sustainable development throughout the U.S.
I have friends that own mobile home parks, and some of them are actually very nice. And retirees love it. They love it.
After I talked to this client that focuses around it, I was looking at all the mobile home parks around Austin, and there are actually some really nice ones. I was looking at the rent that I'm paying right now to live pretty close to downtown Austin. I was like, oh, maybe I'll just get a house next year and move into one of these parks.
Yeah, you know, some of them are nice and the neighbors are super friendly. I mean, you all obviously have the trashy ones. But yeah, here in the West, Midwest, Mountain West, there are a lot of nice ones around with good people. So I've heard something about your athletic career. I've heard it through the grapevine.
Yeah, so I was a rower in college at Georgetown and also started off in high school.
Yeah.
So in Texas, you play football no matter what growing up. I played football up until my freshman year of high school, and then I started rowing. Got an interest through one of my cousins did it. I was like, oh, that's like interesting. And so I tried it out for a summer, kind of liked it, but it was football season. So I started playing football freshman year. And then in the springtime, I jumped on a rowing, kind of realized I had a little bit of a knack for the endurance part of it and really enjoyed that.
Yeah.
And stuck with it through then. That helped get me into a great university. It helped me meet a lot of friends with similar mindsets. And eventually I got my senior year, was fortunate enough to medal on the national stage. It wasn't the highest medal, but it was a nice one. We got a bronze place in the four U.S. nationals, IRA national championship. And
very nice. So are you still rowing?
What's that? Oh, a little bit, actually. Here in Austin, it's pretty big. The University of Texas here is actually the fastest, or last year they were the fastest women's program. And so there are a lot of clubs around. I've been rowing at one of them actually for a couple of weeks. And great group of people. Instantly like have that bond of just a love for the sport. And it's definitely a great community that I'm fortunate to be a part of.
Yeah, probably a good networking place to be too. Probably lots of people, different career, different background.
Yeah, a lot of people I've met so far in Austin rowing. A lot of them happen to be working in alternative energy, a lot of like solar. One of the guys actually started up a solar startup, and he said it's been going really well. And he said like they basically just go like buy in and build solar panels, and like that's crazy. It's amazing.
It's amazing, and it's along the line of you wanting to do something that's more related to sustainability. So.
Exactly. Yeah, I've definitely had that thought in the back of my mind. Is like once I get my feet really underneath me, I'll have to talk to him about helping him expand his solar platform by giving him more of that real estate expertise.
Yeah, for sure. He can use your expertise. Oh, I guess one last fun question. Is there a book that you recommend our audience to read?
Yes.
And what would that be?
Yep. What's that?
What would that be and why?
So the book I recommend is called Give and Take. It's by Adam Grant. It's it's not necessarily like the average business book that you're going to read, but definitely is focused around that. it's about different personalities and how different personalities find success in the world and in business. And really, it creates like a great perspective on what it means to be a team player and to bring people up with you as you climb the ladder versus pushing people down to advance yourself. The two main personalities it talks about are givers and takers, and how both of them find success in business and in life. But at the end of the day, the givers are the ones who are ultimately happy and have a great community around them and a sustainable success, one that can't just disappear at the blink of an eye. That's a great
interesting.
Read, I recommend it.
Give and Take, Adam Grant.
Yes.
That's the name. Okay, everybody, go search for the book. And this is our last question. If our audience need help with debt, equity solutions, or have questions for you, the best way to contact you is through your email.
Yes, that's correct.
And your email is tcave@northmark.com. And Northmark spells NORTHMARQ.com.
Yes, that's correct. Please feel free to reach out to me with any questions or curiosities. I obviously have only been working for 5 months, but as I said earlier, I have a great team to support behind me. And if you have any questions that I can't answer, I'd love to pass you along to someone on our team that can give you a little more insight on what you should be doing. And beyond just debt and equity, our company also does investment sales. So any owner and operators, feel free to reach out if you just want a little bit of advice. We have a lot of young brokers in the office that love to chat and just talk about the industry.
And for those of you that are listening, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and leave us a comment wherever you're listening. That helps us to keep making the show better and better. And also make sure to send Tripp your questions about his service and offering. We'll see you next time on Debt Street.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening into this episode of the Debt Street Podcast, brought to you by Derivative Logic Incorporated. Derivative Logic helps you get straight to smart about interest rates and how best to manage your risks. Please like and share the link to this episode with your friends and coworkers. And subscribe to be notified of upcoming episodes. If you need to stay informed about interest rates, please go to www.derivativelogic.com and subscribe to the weekly Straight to Smart newsletter. Each edition looks at news and events of the past week, looks forward to important data soon being released, and briskly summarizes what it all means for you and your business. We look forward to welcoming you to the next episode of the Debt Street Podcast.